Drasha for Seder Mitzora, Tafshin Ayin Dalid. The Midrash Tanchuma mentions the order that Negoyim come on a person. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes his house. And if he gets the message, fine. If not, then the next thing is closer to him is clothing. And finally, if he doesn't get the message from that, the Rabbanu Shalom attacks his body with tzaras of the body. The Etz Yosef asks the obvious question. The Torah presents these negoyim in the opposite order. First it speaks about negoyim that affect the body, then the clothing, and then the house. Perhaps the answer is the following. The real sin that negoyim come for is the sin of Lashon Hara. However, as the Rambam says, no sin just comes by itself, but there are roots to the sin, basically in the bad midos of a person. When a person does tshuva, he has to do tshuva not only on the actual sin itself, but do tshuva on the bad midos, the roots of that sin also. And therefore, the major sin that negoyim come for is Lashon Hara. However, what leads a person to speak Lashon Hara are certain midos ra'os. And those are the idea of nigei batim and nigei begodim. The first mido ra is tzoras ayin. Tzoras ayin is not a sin in itself. It's a bad mido. And the second mido is gasus haruach. Gaiva is not a sin in itself. It's a mido ra. And therefore, the Torah mentions first the actual sin that negoyim come for, and then it mentions the roots of that sin that lead up to that sin also. And therefore, tzoras ayin is where a person is stingy, and he feels that other people, what they have, is on his account, and therefore he has to hold on to what he has, in order that other people shouldn't encroach on his place in this world. And therefore he only worries about himself. For that, the Rabbanu Shalom gives him a sign, Nigei Batim, his house, which is his place, is affected. And Chazal say he has to bring all of his kelim out on the lawn before the Kohen comes, and that embarrasses him from the fact that he didn't want to share and loan out what he has to other people. At the same time, it tells us that the Rabbanu Shalom is very, very concerned about his money, that he shouldn't lose out, that the house shouldn't become tamei with the utensils inside, and the klicheres, very, very, almost worthless things, will become tamei and have to be broken. The idea being that the Rabbanu Shalom says to him, not only doesn't sharing your things with other people harm them, just the opposite. The act of taking these things out and being embarrassed and letting other people know you have them saves them. It saves your property. And in the end, the Rabbanu Shalom gives him a treasure from breaking down his house, to show him that what God gives, everybody has their own cheshbon. Nobody is given on the cheshbon of somebody else. You're going to get the treasure from the emorim who hid it. It doesn't come on anybody else's cheshbon. So the whole concept of nigei batim is not so much a punishment for a sin, but an education to be able to free oneself of this bad mida, which could lead to lashon hara. And then gasus haruach, person, once he doesn't want to consider other people, then he comes to person who only considers himself, and he begins to inflate his ego. And therefore, the Rabbanu Shalom shows him that he should deflate his ego by putting a nega in his clothing. The clothing represent the kovod of the person. The begodim are called mechabdusi, that which honors me. And therefore, we do is we burn the beged, or before we burn it, we cut out the nega. A person should see that he's not flawless, and he has flaws, and he has things that he has to correct and cut out of his covet, and he should be more humble. And therefore, the Lashon Hara comes from these two roots, and when a person doesn't feel that he has an idea of being together with people and sharing with other people, he wants to be a loner and hoard everything for himself, and therefore he becomes obsessed with himself and carried away with his greatness and inflates his ego, so then he begins to speak about other people to put them down and in order to raise himself up. And therefore, all the things that a metzora has to do represent the roots of the tzoras and the actual sin. And therefore, he has to stay out of his house, go out of his machna, go away from people, so he can feel how important it is to be around people. And then his clothing has to be torn, and his hair has to be disheveled, so we're mezalzel in his covet. And then he has to cover his mouth and declare tameh tameh. That takes care of the actual lashon hara itself. Cover your mouth. Don't speak everything that comes to your heart. And speak badly about yourself. Don't speak badly about other people. So the whole concept of lashon hara, the Torah is telling us, includes not only the sin itself, but the roots of the sin. Therefore, the Torah presents the sin and then goes back to the roots. But in fact, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives him signs along the way before he reaches the actual sin and comes to Lashon Hara of Nigei Batim and then Nigei Begadim. If we strengthen ourselves as Pesach is coming, Pesach, we're going to be using our mouths for eating matzah, for speaking Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. We want our mouth to be a kli tahar, a pure vessel to be used properly to fulfill these mitzvahs. Just like at the end of Shemona Esrei, we finish Shemona Esrei and see that our mouth can be used as a tool to talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We beg the Ribbono Shel Olam, Elokai Netzor L'Shalim Eira, don't let me dirty this kli and defile it, so I can use it as a very, very fine utensil to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, before Pesach, we want to refine our mouth, so we'll be able to use it for the mitzvahs of eating on Pesach, the mitzvahs that apply. Hopefully this year we'll also eat Korban Pesach, and also to use our mouth for fulfilling the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, the first two mitzvahs that apply to preparation for Pesach is worrying about other people, kimcha de pischa, worrying about other people, being generous and not stingy, and also to search for the chametz, where we're searching for the chametz in our own character, the chametz in our own makeup, and see that we have deficiencies that need to be corrected, and we're thankful to the Ribbono Shel Olam for everything he gave us, and don't get carried away with our own honor, and don't become Baal Gaiva, haughty people. Mirtz Hashem, if we fulfill these preparations for Pesach, worrying about others and putting ourselves down a little bit, then we'll be able not to come to speak Lashon Hara, just the opposite, to be able to use our mouths for Chilas Matzah and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, fulfill those mitzvahs in the most ideal fashion.